Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Here's the Crack podcast. Today we're going to chat about work-life balance, working from home or not to work from home. Aaron's going to take it away here.
Yeah, so the reason we're sort of thinking about this in today's episode is because at the time of recording, Boots has just ordered all administrative staff back into the office 5 days a week. And the most of them employees are not happy about it. Some of the reasons being is because they were hired as hybrid, and they were, and a lot of them actually live quite far away. A lot of them live maybe an hour and a half away from the office, and they were hired and they sort of took the job on the basis that they wouldn't have to commute every day. So I'm just gonna, before we discuss it, do you mind if I read a wee article about what's happened, just so we can get a bit of context and then do a bit of a
hit us with facts and figures,
deep dive in what we think. So
let's go.
This is from The Guardian. Boots is ordering administrative staff back into the office for 5 days a week from September as it tries to gear up the business before a potential sale or flotation. The CEO said the employees who have been asked to work at least 3 days a week in the group's various bases in Nottingham, Weybridge, Surrey and London should return to full working week, arguing that the office was a much more fun and inspiring place with everyone in attendance. There is no, this is him saying, this is directly from the CEO, there is no doubt in my mind that the informal conversations, brief catch-ups and ability to meet in groups in person has been far more effective and better for our unique Boots culture than the enforced formality of remote meetings, James told staff. He said the company would spend the next few months upgrading the IT systems in the offices so that all had access to video conferencing. He said the company would also improve the Wi-Fi, etc., 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 and that affects 39, so almost 4,000 staff members. Okay. So what do you think about that? If you were a Boots, we all work in office-based corporate-y jobs. If your employer, if you were employed under the guise of being in the office 2 to 3 days a week, and then suddenly they were like, no, you have to be in the office 5 days a week, how would you feel?
If I'd base my whole work-life balance around it, I'd be pretty pissed. You know, if I applied for a job that was remote on the basis that I wanted to work remote and had a good, like, setup and a good, like, routine going, and someone went, aha, no, you have to travel in 5 days a week, I'll be pretty annoyed due to a change in circumstances.
Yeah, a bit like, not to reveal too much, but like the company we used to work for, we only went in, what, two days a week, and the rest we worked from home. If they turned around and said, you have to be in 5 days a week, I think I would probably be a bit like, that's annoying, but also why?
Yeah.
Didn't really, because I think you'll agree that we didn't really need to be in the office.
No, like, I think you'll agree with me that, like, we went, and even yourself, like, you worked at home. You had the experience of working from home 5 days a week, and now you're in an office 5 days a week.
Yeah.
Like, me and Aaron, the company that we used to work for anyway, went under. So we've obviously changed our jobs very recently. While I was looking at jobs, actually, I was only really looking at hybrid roles, specifically if they were in, like, Belfast or beyond, because obviously we're traveling and stuff. And I had obviously heard you started your new job before I started my new job. And I'm very fortunate that the job that I have is 5 days a week in the office, but I'm also a 10-minute walk away. So it's very handy. I don't really feel like I'm out of, you know, I don't really feel hard done by. But then when I listen to you and you're like, I have to travel an hour up the road every day, I'm like, no.
Well, when I first started, it hit me like a ton of bricks, because as before, as we knew, that we just discussed, that I was only in 2 days a week, and the rest of the week I was working from home.
Yeah, and then bear in mind, me and you were carpooling also.
And we were carpooling, so I was only driving 1 day a week to the office. The other day we were in, I was getting a lift from Ross. But also, I'm now working in South Belfast. I'm from Ballymena. I live in Ballymena, and I was originally taking the motorway, and it would take between an hour and a half and an hour and 40 minutes to get to my work in the morning. Fuck. And then about an hour and 10, hour and 20 to get back home again. And that was killing me. Like, going from being able to... Now, this makes me sound like a spoiled brat, but being able to roll out of bed at 8:30 and start work for 9, to then going to having to wake up at maybe 6:30 every single day, just so I could get it into the office for 9, and sometimes I wouldn't even make it in for 9. It was really tiring, so it was. But now I'm used to it. I now go back roads. It only takes me about an hour to get into work, which is still quite a long time.
So but if you see Aaron flying at 80 mile an hour over the back
80 mile an hour over Davis Mountain. But yeah, what do you two think?
Yeah, I just think it's like, what, it's frustrating if like you've agreed in advance, like you're hybrid and then they're changing it. So I don't know what way that works in terms of like if there has to be compensation or what, or like... Like, they're probably in the rights to argue with it, but then they could
employment
just be,
contracts.
They could just be told where to go type of thing.
If they're reimbursed, I suppose, for their travel that they're going to get. I think it's fair enough for about staff thought. Like, this is only a new thing that's sort of come in. Like, you know, like the Boots are paying them the money to do work for them. Like, but people are like, I think people take it for granted, like working from home. They think that they're sort of entitled to it. Like, there's a branch of people who do it. What?
That's really fun. I had this conversation with someone the other day. I was like, "In if you look back in 4 years,
it's only recently come in, and now people are fucking argue they're hard done by because they're not getting to work from home." Like, like someone's literally paying you a lot of money to do something for them. Like, the least you could do is come into their workplace. Like,
I think
I don't think it's a big ask.
I think if it was contractual,
I get what you're saying.
Like, we'll start the clash here. I would say if it's contractual, there's absolutely no hope in hell you should have to go in. I don't think companies should own you just because they're paying you money.
Yeah,
they're paying you money, but you're also doing work that they need you to do. It's a mutual contribution.
But do you think it's fair for them to turn around and be like, right, okay, you're fired, I'll get someone else then?
Well, they could do that.
Because you're not fulfilling the job role anymore that they need.
If you've been with them for 2 years, but they could make you redundant for whatever reason. But if it was in their if it was in your contract, they couldn't fire you for that reason. So but I would highly doubt that Boots have that in anyone's contract.
Yeah.
I would say it's very explicit that this is an office-based role.
Yeah.
That's what was in our contract.
Yeah.
Even though we did work from home. That's what I would imagine it says. Well, and then it's also fair enough, because if you signed a contract that said it's an office-based role, you had to make sure that if you were called into the office, you had to go.
Yeah.
So I kind of agree that, whatever, you signed up for it, but also, I would be annoyed. I'd be a bit like, that's annoying.
Yeah.
I wouldn't
That it's annoying, but see, I think it's difficult now in the modern day for businesses, like obviously their roles have changed, what they need now has changed, like their demands. And they're asking people to adopt that. But if people don't want to adopt to that, it's very difficult for that company to go get out, you know, fire people now. Like, it's almost near impossible for like a business to fire someone now. It's got like beyond, I'm not saying like people shouldn't have rights, they shouldn't get fired for no reason. But I do think there's sort of, the reason you're employed in the first place was to do a job for that business. Like, that's the primarily what you're there for. Like, and if you're not fulfilling that, like there's so many like rights and stuff in place to like, to prevent you from actually getting fired and all now. It's near impossible for a business to fire you. Like, and people really play on that. Like, I understand, like, people, like, they have the benefits and stuff of working from home, and it sort of suits them, and that's why they're there. But I think people who take the piss just need to be, there needs to be an easier way to fucking deal with that sort of thing. Like,
you can only get fired within reason, like,
yeah, you know,
which is fair, but I just think
there's no any more, like, you're not working hard enough for me, I'm gonna have to let you go. You can't do that now,
America,
like,
though.
Yeah,
like in America, they could just sack you there on the spot. Like,
you can't do that here. Like,
in America, they could go, "I don't like gingers. You're not being hired by here anymore." You know,
well, that's a bit. Yeah,
get your hair out. Fuck off.
We actually have first-hand accounts of that, but we won't talk about it. We'll not talk about that.
Like, yeah, it is. If it's agreed, I think it's an awkward one. But then, I'd imagine these hirings were probably done around COVID, and it was like, it's hard to know when you don't know what the contract is. Like,
see, I think it's all down to the contract. If a majority of these workers have signed a contract which is office based, but they can work hybrid, then I would say there's probably a really grey area of changing someone's employment contract is a bit of a weird. But like, for example, I think I had this conversation with you guys before. My previous job, I worked with someone, they worked in England, and every day they were in the office, they complained about being in the office. yeah. and it was 2 days a week. My response to it was, and that actually did, because I just sort of said it. I just went, did you not know that before you signed the contract? They didn't like that, I learned. but like in my head, I was just kind of like, surely you would have known. This was a, you know, she was like, I hate being in this office. It took me 2 hours to get here this morning. Like, it's an absolute joke. Like, I don't understand why the company can't just like sack this office off and work fully remote, which I would argue, particularly within our professions of marketing, and I'm sure your profession as well, that collaboration, like, people can hide when they work from home under the guise of, well, I'm booked for that period of time. I'm booked up all day. I'm on meetings all day, where in actual fact, you've just went into your calendar and put in focus. And you're focusing on nothing. You know what I mean? Whereas, like, I'm now in
an office. The Fortnite R.
Like, I'm now in an office 5 days a week. And I, like, I'm in a privileged position where I work close to the, where I live close to the office. So I don't have a big commute. I actually drove in this morning. It took me longer to drive in than it did to walk, which is funny.
Did it?
Yes.
Is that just like school traffic?
Yeah. That's and, but I would say in the past couple of weeks that I've been working there, like, I have had more chance of like collaboration with having access to people in the office and going, here, can we have a chat about this? Can we go and, you know, maybe discuss this over? And we've got things done a lot quicker than we did in my previous job.
It's the best way to learn, I think, as well. I think as well, like, that's one thing I've enjoyed is like early in your career as well. I think, like you say, just being able to like go down to someone's desk and ask a quick question, or like just being in meetings, and even like the social aspect of it. Like, you know, I just think working from home isn't good for anyone. I definitely didn't enjoy it like when I was full time working from home. Like, it's just it's a bit miserable. Like I think you need that interaction with people, whether that be hybrid, but then again, like, I don't know, I just think the whole hybrid thing is getting a bit,
what,
it's just like, I don't really think anyone should be entitled to it. Like, I've even heard stories of like people going for job interviews and they find out a job's full time, and then they're like, oh, well, I can't do 4 days a week, 5 days a week in an office. And you're like,
see, gone are the days now. Gone are the days now of where people used to move location to get a job.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, if this job doesn't come to me, I'm not fucking doing it.
Yeah.
Like, people are got very fucking privileged. Like.
But, like, you know, when you apply for a job, like, the job I drive, like, well, I car, sure, but, like, when I went for the job, I knew it was, like, 30, 40 minutes away from the house, and I accepted the job.
Yeah.
I didn't accept and be like, oh, fuck's sake.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
But that's when you like weigh up your options. Like, if you're like, for example, we got made redundant, right? And when you're out looking for jobs, like, you're kind of like weighing up your options.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I know I seen and I applied for a hybrid role, which I knew was 2 days a week in, I think it was Lisburn or just outside of Lisburn, and I was kind of weighing that up, going, right, them 2 days a week where I'm traveling, does it make more sense to work closer to home? What, you know, what does it make more sense? But also, I was taking into consideration exactly what you had said, the whole experience side of things. What am I going to get as a young person? What am I going to get more of?
Yeah.
But I was actually like, I was having this conversation with someone a wee while ago, because I was just like, I probably would want to work closer to home if I have to travel into the office. Like, I don't really want to work that far away and have to travel like over an hour every day. And then I actually caught myself on, I was like, how crazy is that like 5 years ago, if you walked into an interview and they went, and are you okay being in the office 5 days a week, and you went, no, I have to travel 45 minutes, they would have looked at you like you were mental.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
People like travel from to Dublin to work every day, like.
Yeah.
Do you know people, like, there are people that work in my place travel from Dublin to Newry, like.
Yeah.
Do you know, it's a normal thing. Like, it's just, I think people have just become like complacent and like entitled, and like, I understand, like, every scenario is different.
Yeah,
like, if you've got kids and like you have to be home, or you need to pick the kids up from school or whatever, like everyone has their own reason for wanting things. But then again, it's like going into it.
Yeah.
Like, you go into a job, look at the job application, like, don't apply for a job if you don't want it. Like, don't apply for a job and then expect them to bend over backwards just because like, they don't give a fuck, like.
Yeah.
And that they shouldn't have to.
Yeah.
Well, do you know what I mean?
A little bit of a counter argument to that, and it's, I think it's the reason why people who are looking for jobs actually can be a little bit more picky, is that there are more jobs than there is people to fill them currently in the UK.
Yeah.
So there's actually not enough workers in the UK right now. If it was the other way around, I think people can't be picky, basically. But I think if you have the choice of four to five jobs. I don't think there'd be necessarily anything wrong with going to maybe one of them that you might like, but you don't really want to do full time in the office. To go, look, I'm only coming on if I can do hybrid working, and if they say no, right, well, fuck off and go to the other job, which does.
Yeah, it's a perk. Like, it's like having a company car. Like, jobs don't need to give you a company car, but fuck, you know, if one of them's offering them, one of them isn't. Fuck, that'd be nice. Like,
can I throw a grenade into the middle of the table?
Oh wow!
Statistics time.
I'll catch a grenade.
The ONS, which is the Office of National Statistics in the UK, that is the governmental organisation that does statistics, did a survey and released only a couple of months ago, at the end of 2023 in December, that businesses that did, it was actually in 2021, they actually did this survey, I do apologise, that businesses that adopted hybrid working increased productivity by 48%.
Is that coming from full-time to hybrid, or completely from home to hybrid?
Let me just double check it. It's actually it's when people work from home, productivity goes up 48%. So it's actually not hybrid, it's when people work from home, productivity goes up by almost 50%.
Wow. It's the same reason we have.
Who's measuring this?
Yeah.
The Office of National Statistics.
Really though, does it? Can anybody genuinely say they're more productive at home?
But I think.
But they're not. They're not going in and measuring the chats you've had to your colleague. You know, here, how do you do this? Like, that's not. But they're recorded anywhere.
So your argument against the statistics is, I say they're not true.
But no, I'm saying like
that's not an argument against the statistics.
They can record the production or like the amount of productivity that's happening at home based on the amount of paperwork and shit that's done.
This is came from businesses.
But the people on day to day. Oh shit! What they're like? What people are speaking to each other in the office? You can't record that. Like what people are learning from each other.
But that's not what the productivity of a business is.
Yeah, but then further down the line, those people will be more in tune with what's going on with it around them, and then it will therefore become productivity.
Me and Tommy are just looking at each other going, there's a rise. But this is what the podcast is all about.
Like,
debate.
Which is, we need a debate. Though, like, you need a factor in like personal development as well, and like, you know, like you're reaping the rewards of that further down the line. Like,
By more than 50%.
Quality over quantity.
So do you think over time that will go down by 48.3%?
I just can't see how that's.
And even if it only goes down by 48.3%, then it's neutral.
Yeah.
It's not even worse, it's neutral. So it has to go down by quite a bit.
Within context as well, like, I do think, like, not everyone responds best to, like, I would agree that there's probably people that work better from home. But on the flip side of that, there's probably people that work better in an office, like. Do you know what I mean?
See, there's multiple sides to this because, like, you have people who, because they have a good work-life balance, will be happier in work, therefore more productive at home.
Productive.
However, then I agree with you, younger people getting the experience, getting stuck in and getting, you know, stuff done, probably better in an office environment. I would also say when you're working from home, you don't have the face-to-face conversations that are probably quite valuable to have. But then whenever I was working from home, like, well, I just always phoned someone if I had a question, similar to walking up to a desk. But there was that kind of, that's based on the fact that you would work in an organization where everybody would be green-ticked when they were actually free and not marked as busy when they weren't. But we'll move on from that.
What do you think?
But then I also would argue the amount of times I was in the office and distracted, not looking by at anybody in particular, Arn. the amount of times I was distracted, like, our office was an absolute, like, our office in our old work was a very much a distraction in some cases. Like, we started rating mince pies. Do you know what I mean?
That would never happen in my
office. I will say that if I wanted something, I got an edit out quicker when I was working from home than I would have in the office.
I've got an argument though.
Oh.
The people who work from home work more hours.
See, that's it. I did.
That's how I'd see it.
Yeah.
Because even on my job, like, I'd be in the office, but, like, I would come home
at,
like,
5.
A lot of, like, most afternoons and do a wee bit sometimes to work, like. Do you know? Yeah. And it's because it's just the nature of the job. I can, and, like, marketing and stuff. But, like, I just think you need the people don't, you don't like the productivity thing. Like you think of yourself on like you're driving to Belfast, say like an hour or whatever in the car. You're getting up at 7 o'clock, say leaving the house at 8. You're in work for 9. You're finishing at 5. You're getting in the car driving an hour. Like that's 2 hours you could have been sitting on your laptop editing videos. Like so, yeah. Like that's your productivity going up, but. Are people factoring in the hours? And then your lunch, like even when I'd work from home, like you're getting your lunch. If you want a coffee, you go buy the kettle, sit at your desk, drink it.
Yeah.
If you're having your lunch sometimes, I'll just like fucking eat it at my desk, cover a quick wrap or something. Whereas in work, you're like I'll have my break, go like have like half an hour, sit down, talk to people.
Mm-hmm.
But then that's it, the social side of it. Like on my lunch, I go and chat with ones and work and like everyone has lunch together and stuff. Yeah. Whereas you're at home, you're like stick on YouTube or whatever.
Yeah.
Per year, if I work every week, which I don't, but that's just for talk's sake, I do work every week. If I commuted to work 5 days a week, every week for the next year, I would spend 27 full days traveling.
For a year?
Every year. So almost what? A month of my entire life.
Is that an hour and a half or 3 hours a day?
That's considered, that is...
2 hours
a day. Oh, that's 2.5 hours driving a day. So that's an hour and a quarter each way. That's
holy moly!
650 hours a year.
Sure. A month in a that's year.
Mental. Sure, in 2 weeks that'll be a day of driving.
That's what I do now.
That's
so. Almost
I actually never thought of it.
Almost
that.
A
moly.
Month. Yeah. Almost of a month, every single year of my entire life is me sitting in fucking traffic on the Lisburn Road.
I suppose when you put it like that, hey, everybody be
like,
able to work
if you're home. Sitting at like, say you finish work at 5 o'clock, if you're sitting at home working from home and it's 4 or 5 and you need to finish something off and you know it's going to take half an hour, you'll just do it. Whereas if you're at work and you're like, you say your car share or like your office closes at 5, you're gone. Like.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing. My office actually does close at 5. I don't have the ability to actually stay later than 5. I have to leave at 5.
Yeah,
that's not an option,
right? So I go on there,
you know. So I can't even work a little bit later if I wanted to.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. And once I leave the office, that's me. Like if I'm working from the office, and once I leave the office, that's me clocked out.
See, I would definitely argue. I've had this conversation with Aaron recently, purely from the perspective that we worked together in the same job for a while. I would say now my life is more structured. I don't take work home with me. Like I work in an office now. When I was hybrid, like 3 days a week, we worked from home. And I would say 9 times out of 10, you probably would have caught me working at like 7 o'clock at night. I would have maybe wrapped up at 4:30, went a run and came back, got a shower and then worked on into the night.
And it's easier to be like, oh, I'll finish that off.
Yeah.
Do you know, it's like you'll get stuff done.
Yeah.
I think one of the things too, whenever I was working from home the odd time, I nearly felt like, fuck, if I was in work, I would have got more done. And then you're like, there's like a guilt sets in. It's like, fuck, I'll do another hour, like at the end of the day to make up for that.
Yeah.
So I found myself nearly working later if I was working from home as well.
Let's ask. I'm going to go around the table. Ask this question. If you were to start your own business, regardless of what it is, and you... we're setting this like the hours. What would you do? Work from home, hybrid. Would you do 4 day work week?
I definitely wouldn't do full time working from home. When I did that, it was hell on earth.
Yeah,
and I do think you need to have people in the office at some point.
Yeah,
what would you do? Mean? Let's start with you.
Well, my business would it's obvious what my business would be.
It doesn't matter which business.
Production house. Well, if it was McDonald's, everyone would have to come in every day. But it would be a production house, and a lot of that work can be done from home. For example, all of the editors
could
do that.
Let's say you've a wee production house. Yeah. You've 5 employees, and you're doing out the wee contracts. What's the terms?
I'd probably contract them for. Office based,
full time.
Yeah,
5 days a week.
Yep.
Would you?
I would actually work from home
and the productivity.
He's playing devil's advocate here.
I'm playing devil's advocate. I also appreciate the nuance of life.
Yeah.
Not everything's black or white.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There are gray areas, and I would contract them for that, but I would allow working from home. Just for a practical point of view, the office can only be so big.
So you'd allow you working from home within reason. Like if someone was like, I need to work from home today, you'd be like, oh, screw it.
Yeah. And I would think about a 4-day week.
Why would you?
Yeah.
Just to like finish your part off. Why would you? For what reasons would you want everyone to be in the office?
Less of a just in case, so I can tell you what to do and I'll come back in 5 days a week. More of a, if I need somebody in, I don't want there to be that excuse of, well, I'm contracted to be at home today, so no, I'm not coming in. And I'm going, well, there's somebody coming in for a fucking an interview or something, you have to be in. And they're going, nah, you know what I mean? And then there's nothing you can do because they're contracted for it.
Yeah.
I think it's unreasonable, to be fair. I actually do think it's unreasonable to go, I can't come into the office.
Yeah.
On these days, you're either working in the office or you're working from home. You're not doing anything else.
Mm. Ross?
If there was someone who wasn't, sorry, if there was, sorry.
I thought you finished.
I think a wee bit of humanity has to come into it though, as well.
Definitely.
Now, for bigger companies, this is harder. But for like, for example, you just said I would have maybe 5 employees.
Mm.
If a single mother, right, who was an editor, got hired at my place, I'd be like, just work from home. And then you can go collect the kids from school and go back and work from home. And you can edit while you're at home. You'll have your edit station at home. Just make sure you get, just, you've got.
But there would have been an expectation to complete the workload.
Exactly.
Yep.
And to be fair, in my type of work, it's really easy to tell if someone's not working.
Mm.
It's not like the civil service where it's a wee bit harder. In my work, if someone isn't working, there's no videos being made.
Yeah.
It's really, really, really easy to figure it out because I know how long something should take somebody. So it's really easy to police. Not like I would want to be looking over anybody's shoulder or anything. Mm. I would like to think I would be able to entrust the people that I would employ to do that.
Yeah.
Obviously, it doesn't always work out, but why did this video take you 4 weeks to produce, you know what I mean, when it only should have took you 2 days? So,
yeah. Fair enough.
That's my thought. Sorry, I rambled on a wee bit there.
No, you're gone. Ross?
I would contract hybrid on the condition that you're working from home days were Monday and Friday. And I would expect you to be in the office Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday.
Mm.
The reason why is because I think really coming from my perspective of like the like project management, marketing management side of things, Monday's normally a prep day.
Mm.
I don't think you really need to be in office for that. And I also understand the value of people do need to actually work, as in isolate themselves and get on with the job in which they were employed to do. And I would say Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday is your day to use that time wisely and collaborate with your employees, get meetings in, get productive, and use Monday and Fridays as a way to prep yourself for the week and wind down for the week, as opposed to a 4-day work week.
Yeah.
That would be my approach.
And I suppose that would, you know, if you made sure that you hired the right people, that you knew you could trust, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Because most people, I believe, would not take the piss.
Because this confuses me. I think, was it Aoife I was talking to, or maybe someone else, said that they are hybrid, but there's no set days. So some days they go in the office and there could be no one there. But they kind of like, maybe it wasn't Aoife, but like
that
someone.
That was
Livy. Yeah, Livy, yep. Yeah. So basically they were like, oh, I'm hybrid, but there's no set days in the office, so she could go into an office on a Tuesday, no one else could be in, but then she could be working from home at a Wednesday and all her team's in. I think that's a freaking mental. Like, that's why I would be saying you're at home Monday and Friday and you're in work Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Plan your day accordingly.
Yeah,
plan your week accordingly.
I think it's insane as well. Her and her like workmates sort of like work themselves into when they're going in.
Yeah.
You know, for example, say we had that our last job, we would communicate when we were both going in, and then we'd both go in at the same time. She's contracted to be in the office once a week.
Yeah,
she goes in twice a week because she chooses to, and that's usually a Wednesday and a Friday. That's usually when she goes in.
Mm-hmm.
Why a Friday? I don't know, but that's when she wants to go in.
My last job was what you suggested: Tuesday, Wednesday.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And then Friday, Monday from home.
I think that's perfect, by the way.
Yeah.
Bring it back to me. I know I said I would contract for the office.
Can they turn off your mic?
I know I said I would contract in the office. I would. That's the way I would set it up.
The contracts have already been signed.
Yeah, I can do what the fuck I want. I own the business.
You're in a court case right now. You're
you are based right now. The contract would be like, this is an office-based job, but you can work from home when under the discretion of management.
Within reason, like, you know. You trust your workforce as well. Yeah. Like, you know, like you say, like recruitment's huge. Like, you need to be able to trust the people. You can't like give them an inch to take a mile.
Yeah.
As the opposite of, like, most people will be reasonable. Like, I think there was a really cool study done a while ago. Sorry to go off on the tangent, like, but just in terms of like giving people responsibility, and the study was this company, I don't know the name of it, was basically allowed people to take as many holidays as they wanted. Mm-hmm. There was no cap on holidays, right? They all took on average the same they would have took. The alliance, like, so they all talk around 30 days.
Yeah.
Were they not getting paid for the days over?
No, they got paid. You can take as many holidays as you want. Yeah. They all talk the same.
On a technicality, I have that now.
Yeah.
I don't have set holidays.
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm entitled to take at the very least whatever the statutory minimum is. But the way it was described to me on my onboarding at my current place, was that it's unlimited holidays, but just don't take the piss. That's basically it. So it's not unlimited, but like it's sort of like there's no set holidays, but don't take the piss.
Yeah.
Which I'm kind of now like, fuck, what's not taking the piss? So the way I'm doing it, right, is I'm just keeping a track of my holidays and my team's holidays.
Yeah.
And I'm just making sure everyone doesn't take the piss. Yeah. So I'm just tracking it to around 28 days you get?
Yeah, 28 days.
28 days, that's what I'm tracking.
But then you've got statutory holidays to take into that. So like
they're included in that.
But if they're
actually only it's 11 or 10 bank holidays depending on the year.
Yeah.
Mm. So you only really
there's 7.
8? There was 11 last year. There's 10 bank holidays, this year.
No.
In Northern Ireland, though, because we have the 12th and Patrick's Day?
No, because the sec, for example, we don't get a couple of bank holidays, so Northern Ireland in general doesn't get the second May Day, so they don't.
Oh, it doesn't count?
No.
Do you know what I noticed recently?
What a tangent.
Do you know what I noticed recently from changing jobs? When we used to work in retail.
Bun by you.
When we used to... What?
There was 10, you were right.
Yeah, I know.
When we used to
insane language across the
when we used to work in retail, we had the option to take over Christmas off or not. So we actually had more holidays to take because we had less, like, it seemed like we had, whereas now the job I'm currently in is like closed like all week over Christmas.
Do you lose holidays for that though?
You lose holidays, yeah.
Yeah, see, that's my kicker too.
Oh, wow. Like, it's actually like I went in, obviously started like a couple of weeks and input at like Vegas. We're going to London at the end of May, like input at a whole pile of stuff. And I was like, oh, I have 3.5 days left.
Yeah. And they go like, that happened to me. Yeah. That year I went to San Francisco for like 3 weeks. I came to Christmas and I had no holidays left.
Yeah.
So I just had to go either unpaid or I actually ended up coming in, not Christmas Day. It was Boxing Day. No, the day after Boxing Day and the day after that, just to get 2 days. And then back off for New Year's because it was a statutory holiday.
Well, you work 5 days a week and you travel
a
fair whack. What's your opinion on if you were like going back to Tommy's question?
If you were to start a business, like what would your...
I think I would contract everyone as full time, half day on a Friday. I think once it gets to Friday, people are just disinterested. Like, there's no point fucking keeping people in all Friday evening. Like, get them out to fuck. Enjoy your weekend. Monday, I'd maybe, like, obviously you're contracted for 4 hours, but I'd be flexible with that. Keep it in the contract for 4 hours, but say to people, look, if you want to take the morning off, work from home, like, that's fine. Or work on a Monday from home, but any other day of the week, you need to be in the office. Like, because obviously Monday is not a very productive day, and that's just how it is. Like, there's no change in people. You know, people have been out over the weekend and shit. Like, so I would have it as that. And then you definitely
employ a bunch of ravers.
Man, I could sit like doing nothing all weekend and I'd still be fucking tired on a Monday. Like, it's just, it is what it is.
And Monday comes round very quickly.
Does Tuesday become your Monday then?
No. Nah.
That's what you're dealing with. Like.
Yeah,
it's, you need to get people into the flow of things on Monday.
You have Fridays off 6 months of the year.
I got sick.
What's the vibes there, la?
Unreal. That's it. I love it. Like,
swish.
On Shay's point on that Friday half day thing, like, sort of wanted when you were saying about the Monday and Friday working from home, the point that I was going to make is, like, I think you're better just giving the Friday off.
Yeah.
Because, like, I think if you're working from home from a Friday, like, it's almost like when you're in the office on the Thursday, it's almost like you're finished.
Yeah.
Do you know, it's almost like, oh, this is it.
Yeah.
And then the Friday is like...
You go home on Thursday night, have a few wee drinks.
But then does Thursday become your Friday?
Yeah. Yeah.
But is that a bad thing? Because you sitting on a Thursday, like, being like, fuck, oh, it's near the weekend.
It depends.
I'm just going to...
Because, like, I think the thing with the working in the office is you have that authoritarian thing,
yeah,
if that's the right word.
See, that's my sort of thing with a half day, like, on a Friday. You get people into work, you build up a bit of, you know, they get in, they do a bit of work, you get chatting to people, it gets them out of bed in the mornings.
Yeah.
It
yeah.
started their day. You're only in for, it flies, you're out. I think people would start, at the start, maybe like, fuck's sake, why don't I just take the full day off? But then you're in for the half day, you're chatting to everyone, and you're home, and you've, like, basically a full day to go there.
Would you accept a job if they told you, we're going to work Monday to Thursday, 7 to 5, or half 8 to half 5, or, you know, some you're getting an extra hours, but you got Friday off. Would you take it?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I would do that right now.
Yeah.
I would work. So my stepfather, he works an extra 2 hours every day,
mm-hmm.
and he takes Friday off. So he starts work at 8, finishes work at 6, and he gets a free Friday.
Oh, so does 8 hours
he's
then?
Still doing the 8 hour days. Well, 7.5 if you include the
lunch and stuff.
Yeah. But he's still doing a full work week, but
yeah.
he's doing it over the course of 4 days.
Yeah, see, I'd do that.
I already agree with that, though.
What?
So it ruins the premise of it, like.
It's not really free.
It's not really 4 days. It's...
it's a different thing.
Do you know what I mean?
You're correct.
I don't
yes.
like that, like.
See, psychologically, I think I would... I think because you work... you work 4 days a week, night, and then your days are normal hours. I think you're kind of like, would I want that? Because
if
it's different
really
from what,
like, I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but I just feel like it's like you're not really getting the benefit of the yeah. 4 day. Like, it's not like the whole thing around the 4 day week is like you're more productive, you have more time with your friends and family outside of work, blah blah blah.
Yeah.
Like, you're happier. Like, so, but then that's sort of the flip side of that. Like.
Yeah. If I was an employer, I would just be working out ways that employees could be happier and more productive, like,
big,
and if that
big
means,
breakfast on a Friday morning after
no like
gets everyone
but I also think sometimes companies try too hard to please people.
EFA's ones do a thing now. I think it's actually a good idea. Every Thursday they'll buy lunch, so like they like have a vote or whatever, decide what place they're going to try out in Belfast for lunch this Thursday, and the company buys it every Thursday.
That's good.
So it encourages everyone to come into the office.
Yeah.
And then they're trying a random thing this week. You just order it and they're paying for it. Like, you put your order in on, like, say, the Wednesday or whatever.
That's
encouraging people to come in.
I love
that. It's probably, I know it's probably a big cost in the grand scheme of things, but like maybe like, what, 5-10 quid a head? Like?
Is there any cost in happiness though?
Exactly. happy staff, happy life.
Yeah. I do think there's trying to keep people too happy. Some people just will not. Some people just can't be happy.
That's
what I mean. I think overall, the working from home thing is more a productivity, similar with a 4 day work week. Like, it's all about productivity and how do you squeeze the most realistically out of your employees. And if that means you allow them to work from home and they, you know, feel better off because they've a bit more of a work life balance. Like the article I have up here on LinkedIn is like, which I completely disagree with, is this whole idea of like, well, if you work from home, you've more time for side hustles. That to me translates to, well, then you're not doing the job that you've been employed to do. Do you know what I mean?
Like,
it would be
pessimistic outlook.
Yeah.
What about me though? What do I want to do?
Oh, what do you want to do?
Ask me.
Oh, right, so that's all we have time for here.
Yeah.
Cheerio.
Go tell us.
I thought you actually said what you wanted.
No, I didn't.
All right.
I do apologize.
I do the 4 day.
Yeah.
Friday off.
Hey, thanks for that.
But
all right. Well, cheers.
I'll catch you next week on the Here's a Crack.
I'd only do meetings on Mondays.
Right?
Only meetings on Mondays?
Right.
Why?
Because
meeting Monday.
Too many meetings. You fuck about with meetings
but
all week.
Monday, though, on. I get, yeah.
It's
but Monday,
cause
do you think everyone's coming in on Monday? 100% being like,
not Monday.
Fucking meetings.
Tuesdays.
Meeting day.
No. Tuesdays is meeting day.
One day meetings.
Imagine you
like
coming
that,
in
like
on a Monday and having like an idea, and you're like, God, I need to get that like sort of fleshed out a little bit.
No,
oh, no wait, I've got Brenda on a call
at
9.
I think the weekend off, you have time to think.
But then you're working.
A few ideas come in, and then you go in Monday fresh.
Yeah, I do not think one iota about work on the weekends.
Sorry,
I look at my contract. Yeah, I'm not
built like me.
Start some sort of union.
So you prefer Monday meetings?
I think like it's good. Like I have meetings on Mondays. Like,
yeah.
But yeah, I just think I'd rather just have meetings on a Monday, because I feel like I'd rather just get the meetings over and done with.
Yeah.
Like, what's the plan?
And then you have the whole week.
Blah blah blah.
See, we.
Whereas like Monday, you go in and you're chatting to people, and then Tuesday, like if you just get all that out of the way first thing in the start of the week.
I suppose if you come in Monday, nobody knows what they're doing unless you do a meeting. Until if you're doing a meeting Tuesday, like everyone comes in Monday, they're fucking about.
People are almost preparing for meetings on day and a day, like.
Yeah, an extra day. Do you know what I mean? You get the Sunday out of them, basically.
Like, Tommy's definitely like sitting in some meetings and being like, "This could have been an email." But no, I
That's
do.
Definitely 90% of meetings.
I do agree. Like we like
gatherings a meeting.
What was our last place like? Holy moly!
There was meetings about meetings.
Meetings about meetings. It like was so, ridiculous. We would have went in on a Monday and had like a scene setting meeting. To prepare us for meetings for the rest of the week.
That, fuck me, no wonder it went under.
You're just like, fucking what is going on?
Inception of meetings.
It was madness. Like, but some were really productive, like, but some were not.
Like, meetings can't be good. And like, it's just like too many in the week, and you're like, fuck.
I think with my line of work, it's nearly the opposite sometimes. People try and email you for what they want. Well, obviously, like, with drawings and stuff.
You'd rather just ring me and tell me what they want.
Just come in and fuck, I'll draw it on a piece of paper and you tell me as I'm drawing. It's so much handier. Like.
Yeah.
Or people try and explain it over email and you're like, no.
Just I actually have the opposite problem, right? Yeah. So I work with outside clients now. It's not internal. Well, there's also internal meetings, but like a lot of my meetings are external.
Yeah.
And what they'll do is they'll ambush you. They'll ring the work phone and you're like, hello, Aaron from Aaron's company. And they'll be like, here, I'm just thinking about all this. And you're like, fuck, right, okay. And then you can't go, can you fuck off for like 5 minutes? Because they're a paying client. So you have to really like rush about it. It's really stressful.
Yeah.
So it is.
So what have we got out of this conversation?
Can I give you a couple of stats before we
hit
wrap
me
up?
With stats before we wrap up?
This is very interesting.
There's
actually
people listening to this podcast now currently driving to work going, no.
True.
Work from home. Yeah. And we apologize.
This is a cock tease of a podcast. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Basically, the more money you make, the more likely you are to work at home. So the higher you rise up the ladder, the more likely you are to work from home. If you
It's because OnlyFans are getting paid so much now.
So if you earn up to 20,000, if you earn between 15 and 20,000 pounds, only 29% of people work from home. But if you earn 50 grand or more, 80% of people earning that amount are working from home.
Experience, so
80% of people earning 50k or more.
I think like experience, like that's back to the point I made at the start. You go in, you learn.
You learn the ropes.
And then eventually, you'll get the stage where like,
I suppose that makes sense. Like,
and
people
then like,
getting
you think
paid
of
that
people
money
being consultants and stuff, like, you know.
Probably better off being out and about and stuff.
I think if you leave school or university at whatever age that is, and you go into the workplace and you're instantly working from home, you don't get to meet anybody, you don't know how to get on with anybody, I think that can be quite dangerous.
Well, I know
I'm flip-flopping here like a fucking
but you're playing devil's advocate and something like,
but that was me, like.
Yeah, you were. I seen how miserable you were. Like, whenever I joined that graduate program, I was shipped a laptop. It was like, here's your password, log on.
Yeah.
I had no meetings the first day. I actually sat at the laptop and went,
did you have no meetings on your first day?
Yep.
That's an absolute disgrace.
I was like,
no wonder the place went under. I'm going to try and get that in one more
what I do here? But as I went in the office and I met people, my experience like went up through the roof.
Man went out for a party before he met anyone.
Yeah.
Bam, bam.
I met everyone for drinks. Before I met everyone in the office.
They're like, that's who dangerous. The fuck is this guy?
Literally. Literally.
Literally, people were texting going, who's this?
Into the work group chat. Yeah. Why went this guy leave our table?
He's this grey-haired.
But he knew me, so it was all right.
I think we should wrap that up there.
So what is the consensus? You are pro from the office.
I think I'm not against working from home, but I prefer office. 4 day a week, though.
Yep. Yep.
For me personally, I prefer being in the office. I absolutely hate commuting to the office, but once I'm in, I quite like it.
I prefer being in the office, but if it's commute-wise, if it's over like an hour, I would say a good hybrid working schedule, but it has to be scheduled, not random.
I agree.
Shay?
Being in the office 4.5 days, but be flexible with your employees.
Yeah.
Give them a wee bit of leeway.
So employers. The conclusion through all of us is it's good to be in the office, but you need to have some trust.
Yeah. And the workplace is what you make it, people. So if you're going in today, listen to this podcast going, I hate my job, think about changing your job, or also maybe go in with a positive attitude.
So this week's sponsor is Indeed.
This podcast could have single-handedly ruined a couple of careers. Like.
Yeah. Well, this podcast will be sponsored by NHL. No. But anyway, here, thank you very, very much for listening, and give us some feedback. What do you prefer and why? What's your current work setup, and do you actually enjoy it? And if you have some mad stories about commuting to work, if your commute is more than an hour and 45 minutes, let us know. But yes,
longest commute wins a prize.
Yeah. Thank you very, very much for listening. Until next time. Cheerio.